your impressions of you've gone through what Luck is going through. Mm-hmm. You know, come into a free, you didn't have to replace a legend necessarily, but what are your impressions of him and how he's handled everything?
I think he's done a heck of a job. You know, we've played a lot of the same teams they played this year, so we've gotten to see a lot of his tape, and he's a really talented player. Obviously, he's a big physical kid. I think that's one of the, you know, things that is underestimated about him is just how strong and physical. He's a good runner. Throws on the run well, does everything well. He's obviously learning in this league, and he knows it, which is half the battle. He's one of those guys that, you know, knows as a rookie, doesn't know it all, but he's learning fast and seems to be a great competitor. You know, he's really got that team believing and playing well.
Just go back to your rookie year and what was the most difficult part of starting right away and, coming from a situation where it was bad the year before?
I think my situation is probably a little bit different. There's a lot of things that are tough. I mean, just getting used to the speed of the game, getting used to the schedule, getting used to everything. You know, it's a whole life-changing experience, and he's handled it really well.
With your year, you're having it. It seems like you have, I haven't logged it, but it seems like you've missed more throws than you did last year. Do you think that's true in terms of high, low, wide?
I don't know. I haven't watched every throw from last year compared to this year. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I feel like I'm throwing it to some pretty good spots. Obviously, I think my completion percentage is down about 3%, so or 2.5%. So there's, you know, a lot of factors that go into that, but season's not over yet either.
Do you think is it tough to live up to the production you had last year again this year for various reasons? I mean, it was kind of a breakout lights out year.
Yeah, I mean, I think every year is different. Obviously, last year had stats-wise a really good year. Don't feel like I'm having a terrible stats year. Not that I really care about it, but I'm trying to do whatever it takes for our team to win, and we haven't done that enough. So I obviously haven't done enough.
You are on pace for about 5,000 yards. And what would it mean to you to do that in the second quarterback
average
voice if you get there?
It'd be awesome. As long as those come with good performances by our team and wins and. There's some opportunities to do some things. I think Calvin's pretty close on pace to that Jerry Rice thing. Saw that somewhere the other day, so that would be cool. But he's the same way I am. He wants that as long as we're playing well and winning.
Is this a 5-game season now, though? Really, I mean, whatever you're gonna do, you're gonna do in 5 games, 5 weeks.
You gotta treat it like that. You gotta treat it like we got a 5-game season. You gotta go out there and try and win all 5 and see where the chips fall after that. There's no gimmies in this league, and we obviously don't have any down the stretch. We got some really good football teams that we're going up against, and this team this week is no different. They're playing really good football.
Titus is back this week, trying to work his way back into his role. What is your responsibility with that? If anything, you just treat him like another player, and it's on him to kind of. I mean, how does that dynamic work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a big job to do myself. I got to get ready to play. Myself. So. He's doing everything he can to come out here and filling right back in where he was and guys are just trying to, everybody's trying to get ready to play and that's the way it is in this league.
Yeah, those outside the organization have criticized your throwing mechanics, your coaches, both Scott and Jim think that's ridiculous. What is your own assessment of your mechanics this season and I guess how they've developed over your career?
Feel pretty good about them. I'm not a robotic type quarterback. Playoff feel. I don't try to do anything. It just happens the way it happens. Whether that's throwing it overhand, underhand, sidearm, left-handed, it just happens the way it happens. I go out there and play and try to put the ball in a good spot.
Andrew looks that he's gotten a lot of help from Drew Stanton. Can you understand that? Did you get that same?
Yeah, Drew's a great guy. Obviously he was one of my good buddies on the team and he's definitely a great guy to have in the quarterback room. He keeps it light, but at the same time, he understands the game. He understands what it takes to win. And he kind of has his own unique style, the way he plays. So I think he can help, bring some of that to Andrew's game. I know he did some to mine as well.
What, if anything, did Titus do or say to show you guys that all the problems that he's had are behind him and will stay behind him?
Just came out here today and worked. That's what you have to do. Just start from – the ground one and just or square one and just go. Be here, practice, be here when you're supposed to be here, do all that kind of stuff, and come out here, catch the ball, run around, have some fun playing the game.
Didn't apologize to you individually?
Not individually, no.
Trust is a big thing between quarterbacks and wide receivers. Do you still trust him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a guy that's made plays for me in the past. You look at, you know, last season, this season, he's made plays. So when we're out on the field, you know, we know what kind of talent he has.
Thank you.